You're listening to Think Out Loud on OPB. I'm Dave Miller. Salmon face many problems, from dams and dredging to warming waters. But they also have to contend with a very basic issue. Many animals think they're just plain tasty. You can put cormorants, sea lions, seals, and humans on that list. Predation by all of these animals has been in the news recently. Our Earthworks reporter Cassandra Profita has been working on these stories, and she joins me once again. Good to have you back.
Hi, Dave.
Let's start with some really extraordinary photos that you posted as part of a recent article on the Earthix site. Aerial photos of the boat docks at Astoria's East Mooring Basin. Can you describe them?
I just can't even believe it. I used to live in Astoria, and every single boat dock is covered in sea lions. In some cases, not just one layer of sea lions, but the sea lions are piled on top of each other, just cramming themselves in there for a place to haul out and rest.
Just hundreds of square feet of sea lion. You can't see a single plank or piece of wood there.
Just layers and layers of sea lions.
You never saw that when you were there?
No. And the numbers back this up. The last count of sea lions in that boat basin was almost 2,400 sea lions. That's just crazy. And so last year they set a record there too, and it was about 1,000 less than that. So lots and lots of sea lions. They seem to be following the smelt runs into the Columbia River. As the smelt runs have gotten bigger, we've seen more and more sea lions in that boat basin.
Where are they coming from?
They're coming from the ocean. So these are the male sea lions that are not raising babies down in California. They are California sea lions, but they're essentially just feeding. You know, they're looking for food. And normally, most of these sea lions would be out in the ocean. We've seen more and more of them coming up the Columbia, finding tasty food in the Columbia River. But this year, it's more than we've ever seen before.
What do they mean for other local species, including salmon?
Well, we're waiting to find out. So they likely follow the smelt runs into the river, and the smelt runs come before the spring salmon runs come. So we know the spring salmon runs are starting to come in, and we have all these sea lions hanging out in the Columbia River. Sea lions also like salmon, and so they could very well hang around and eat a lot of salmon this year.
Does this seem like an anomaly, or are scientists saying that this could be the new normal?
Well, so there's weird stuff going on in the ocean this year, and scientists are making the connection. We've had this big pool of really warm water just parked off the West Coast. It's about 7 degrees warmer than the average water temperature that we usually see. And that's been like all winter.
That's a much bigger temperature difference than scientists sometimes talk about. They talk about the changes from 1 or 2 degrees.
Right. That's why you don't – they're not automatically going to climate change, because with climate change, you expect to see smaller, more incremental increases. And we're seeing a little bit of that, you know, in the oceans worldwide. Not 7 degrees in 1 year. This seems like some other kind of phenomenon that's happening. And we do expect sort of normal cycles of the ocean to get, you know, warmer during El Nino. And they're trying to figure out now, this doesn't follow the normal pattern of El Nino, but it might be something like that.
What could be done in terms of killing sea lions? Where does that stand legally?
Okay, so right now the states of Oregon and Washington do have authorization to kill a certain number of sea lions at Bonneville Dam. They have to brand them first, mark the ones that they watch. They have to document them eating salmon. And then if they trap them at at Bonneville Dam, they can kill some of them.
Very specific, and that's just at Bonneville.
Yes, and they have to document it very carefully. It's not just go out and kill any sea lion you see. The tribes are also pushing to get authorization for a similar permission. That is in a bill that's currently in Congress, so that hasn't passed yet. But yes, there's also documentation at Willamette Falls. There's more sea lions turning up there and eating salmon. And so the state of Oregon is looking at, well, should we think about maybe killing some sea lions there as well?
This has some echoes of another issue that you've been looking at recently, which is cormorants. Can you remind us what the issue is with cormorants on the Columbia River, the mouth of the Columbia River?
Okay, there's an island at the mouth of the Columbia River called East Sand Island, and it's currently home to the largest colony of double-crested cormorants in North America. That colony has been growing. It's about 30,000 birds strong, and scientists estimate they're eating up to 20% of the out-migrating salmon, so the little juveniles that are headed to the ocean. And that is a concern. The Corps of Engineers maintains the island. They also maintain the dams, and they're responsible for making sure that a certain number of salmon make it back and forth up the river every year, and the birds are starting to really cut into their numbers.
What is the plan that they're getting ready to move forward on?
So they're getting ready to kill a bunch of these cormorants. The current plan would be to shoot about 11,000 of them, the adults, and then they would oil the eggs of about 15,000 additional birds, so killing the babies before they hatch. That's a lot of birds.
Recently, the Audubon Society of Portland said that they are prepared to sue the Army Corps of Engineers if they go ahead with the plan. What is the Audubon Society alleging?
Well, okay. So the Audubon Society is saying we're blaming the birds for a man-made problem that is primarily the dams that are preventing salmon from doing their normal thing and procreating, and that it's really unjustified to kill all these birds when they're not the real problem.
Is there a disagreement about the status of the species of cormorant itself? I mean, are there questions about whether or not their population is in danger?
It does seem like that, yeah. Yeah, the Audubon Society says, you know, at the levels that the Corps is proposing to kill cormorants, that could jeopardize the entire colony. It could just have a colony collapse, and that you could wipe out a big chunk of the population, which isn't even as big as it has historically been. You know, it has to do with whether you're talking about the entire West Coast population or just this one colony at the mouth of the river. The colony is very, very big, but cormorants overall may not be at their peak.
Are there any other ways that people have suggested to actually get rid of these cormorants from this one very specific place where the departing, the out-migrating salmon are such easy prey?
Well, that is one of the arguments Audubon Society is making, that the Corps hasn't tried non-lethal methods, shrinking the amount of habitat available where they could lay their eggs or maybe hazing them. And so that's one of the arguments, is that no, we haven't tried all the other options yet. We shouldn't resort to killing.
Where does the Army Corps of Engineers' plan stand right now?
The final plan has been authorized. They're waiting for the permit they need from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to actually kill the birds. And that's when the Audubon Society is planning to make their move and file a lawsuit.
So far, it doesn't seem that the announcement that a lawsuit would come has slowed down the Army Corps.
Not as of yet. Audubon says they are pressuring the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service not to issue that permit. And so there's a chance they could succeed and the Corps won't get the permit, and then they won't be able to kill any birds.
Cassandra, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Cassandra Perfita is one of our EarthFix reporters. She is based here in Portland. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to hear what second graders think of new math tests that are tied to the Common Core. These are members of the class of 2025 that our education reporter Rob Manning has been following for about 2 years now. We're also going to look at a first-in-the-nation bill that's being looked at in the Oregon legislature. It would prohibit the use of antibiotics when livestock are not sick. Antibiotics are commonly used that way all across the country on big farms. If you missed any part of today's show, you can go to our website, opb.org/thinkoutloud, to download this and all of our shows whenever you want. Our nightly rebroadcast is at 8 p.m. Thanks very much for tuning in today. I'm Dave Miller. We'll join you tomorrow.